The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
When one stands between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Aser Shemei Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva, which is also referred to as Ben Kesel LeOsor. This is between the Hayem Haras Olam, the time of the creation of the world, and between the time that the world descends during these 10 days to the Madrego HaSiris, the 10th level, 10 days after the creation, in which it reaches a shlemus, a perfection, which was brought to the world by the tshuva, by the repentance of Klal Yisrael, after the Egel Azov, the golden calf, and which HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day gave to Yisrael through Mesha, the Luchos HaShniyos, the second tablets, and the great perfection and Simcha came to the world. As the Mishnah Masechet Tainus, at the end of Masechet Tainus, states, Lo hoyu yamim tovim l'Yisrael, ki yom kippurim. Yom Kippur was from the greatest joys to Yisrael, particularly during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, because it was Yom Slichu Mechila, Yom Shenitna by Luchos HaAchreinus, a day of repentance, a day of atonement, and a day when the Torah was again given to Klal Yisrael. During this time, a person for sure is obligated, it's incumbent upon himself, to give some thought as to for what purpose was he created in this world, what purpose was the world created for, and Mahu Avedosei, what is the purpose or what is his task, what is he supposed to do in this world. And on that we have many statements from the Chazal, from the sages, and let us mention three. The Mishnah Novice, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chof Aleph, Rabbi Yaakov Aime, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ha'olam Hazeh Deime Leprezda, this world is like a great antechamber, Bifnei Ha'olam Abo, before the world to come, Hatz Kein Atz Mocho Beprezda, Kedeshi Tikon Eslet Ditraklim, prepare yourself in this entry hall, in the antechamber, in order that you may be allowed to enter into the palace. Now the antechamber, the entry hall, this is the great hall, which is before the place of the king. Close to the king, but not too close. The Traklin, the palace, this is the cheder of the Melech Atzmai. This is the king's own rooms. This is where the king resides. There one comes into the actual presence, into the actual contact, receives an audience with the king. This is the palace. And through the proper preparation in the entry hall, in the antechamber, he is allowed to come next to the king. What do we see from here? This world is like a prisoner before the world to come. Prepare yourself in the prisoner in order that you may enter into the palace. We see that the purpose of this world is to be miskarev al ha-melech, to come close to the king. This world was given us the ability, and this world was given the opportunity in which one can prepare himself in order to be able to have the privilege to come close to the king. And when we say close to the king, we mean just that. Because it states that the world to come is like the palace of the king. Here we see a plan, a purpose. This world was created for the ultimate purpose of the people being able to preparing themselves to come to a very, very close proximity to the king himself, which will be in the next world. If they utilize this world, then they will eat from its fruits. If they won't, then they'll remain in the antechamber. They'll never get into the palace. They'll never get close to the king. This is what the Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Misho Torach be'erev Shabbos, Yechel be'Shabbos. He who prepares Erev Shabbos will have what to eat on Shabbos. He who does not prepare Erev Shabbos will go hungry on Shabbos. Naturally, he has to make the proper preparations. This we will see what they are. A second statement from the Chazal. The Braisa in Masechet Nida, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dorish Rab Simloi, Rab Simloi expounded, Lama Hablademe B'mei Imoi. How does the fetus look in the womb of the mother? And he goes on, elaborates exactly what takes place with the fetus when he's in the womb of the mother. The Maral Prague in his Shabbos Shuvah D'Rosho asks, why is it necessary for us to know exactly how the fetus looks when it's in the womb of the mother? He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hatzur Tomim Pa'olei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect and his handiwork is perfect, and he creates everything and equips everything that he creates with all that is necessary to fulfill his task in this world. He equips an animal exactly what the animal needs for this world. And he equips a man, a person, exactly what he needs in this world. And the way the fetus grows, and the way the fetus is situated in the womb of the mother, from there we can learn what is his task in this world by studying how he's equipped and how he's made. And therefore the Maral elaborates on everything that Reb Samloy says, but we will mention just we will mention just 3 or 4 points. Firstly, he says he looks like a ledger, an account book that's folded over. When the child sits in the womb, so he sits folded over, his knees bent, his legs, he's sitting on his legs, on his heels, and he's crouched over. He looks like an account book. What is this to teach us? This is his purpose in this world. His purpose in this world, his purpose in this world is to perfect himself, so he'll be able to come close to the king in the next world. And how does he do this? Through the mitzvahs of the Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Through the fulfillment of the 248 positive commandments, and through the guarding himself of not transgressing the 365 negative commandments. Every mitzvah that he fulfills, this brings him closer to the king. And every mitzvah that he does not fulfill or that he transgresses, this brings him further from the king. And all of this is written down. Hakol nichtavim basefer. Because all of this will have to be paid for at the end of this world. And where is this written down? In a ledger. What is the purpose of an account book of a pinkus? This is what the merchant keeps to know how much does he owe to his creditors and how much do his debtors owe to him. How much does HaKadosh Baruch Hu owe to the person for the fulfillment of the mitzvahs? Ani Hashem Neman L'shalim Skar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you keep my mitzvahs and I will reward you. And how much the person owes to Hashem for the mitzvahs which he has transgressed. And where is the sefer? It says that all is written in the sefer. Where is the sefer? The sefer is the person himself. And therefore, when he does a mitzvah, it's emblazoned in the person's soul, and he comes closer to the king. When he breaks a mitzvah, It's emblazoned in the midst, in the person's soul. And he becomes distant from the king. And all of this will have to be a din v'cheshbon. Have to make an accounting for all of this. And therefore, he sits in the womb, all folded over, de melapinkos. Now, we do not find that that's in an animal, only in a human being. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tomim, Atzur Tomim Po'oloi, he creates everything perfect. It's not necessary for an animal to become an account book or a ledger. Because an animal was not created, the sages say, for two worlds. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, in the word Yotzar, Yetzira, he created him, there it states two yuds, for this world and for the next world. And this is the world where he labors, and the next world is where he receives the reward. So we need an account. But by an animal that states only one yud, he was created only for this world. Then further, Reb Samloy says, Munach shte yodav al shte tzdov. As he sits, and he has his legs folded behind him, he puts his two elbows on his two knees, and he puts his hands on his temples. Ushte atzilov al shte akevesov. He rests his head in his two hands, and he has his hands by his temples. His head is downward, and he has his elbows on his two knees. What does this teach us? This is the stance that a person takes when he's in deep thought. A machashiv. And this is to teach us that not man merely was given an ability to think, but he was created to think. He was created to think and to always think, and not merely to think, because people are always thinking. But deep, concentrated thought he was created for. I believe there's a famous sculpture that has the form of a man in this manner. And the name of the sculpture is The Thinker. But this shows someone who's absorbed in his thought. Someone who's in deep deliberation. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the child to be like this, mitchilas yetzirasai, right from the beginning of his formation, we see not that man was merely given an ability for this. This is what he was created for. And the converse, you'll never see an animal sitting like this in deep thought. Never. In deep deliberation. Which means that man was created for this. This is what he will need. But not animal. He will not need this. And why is this? Because if his purpose of placing him in this world was in order for him to come close to the king. And how does one do this? Through the Torah and all of the mitzvahs which Hashem gave to the person. Firstly, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and to understand his mitzvahs. This takes deep machshava, great iyun, great thought, great wisdom. The animal, not necessary. But if this is the lifeline for the person in this world, then he has to be created and equipped for this process. Because the Torah and its mitzvahs come from another world, a much greater world. And he chachmoschem ubinaschem bein hagoyim. This is your great wisdom, your great understanding amongst the nations. And the baron will never understand this. The fool will never understand this. You will need a good mind, a good intelligence. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned a person with this great crown, this great gift. Shlema HaMelech said in Mishlei Beis, Im tevakshenu kakesev ukebatmonim techpasenu. Oz tovim yiras Hashem. You want to understand the way of Hashem? You want to understand the way to come close to the king? You must search for it like one searches for silver. You must search for it like one searches for concealed treasures. Businessmen, in their search for silver, how much thought, how much time, and how much strategy goes into that. When one searches for concealed treasures, how much effort and wisdom must go into that. Shlema HaMelech said, do not make the mistake. Don't think you can come close to the king merely by walking to him. Don't think you can come close to Hashem merely by existing in this world. Os tovim yiras Hashem. Only then will you understand the fear and the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A second reason why he has to have a good mind, because aside from understanding the depth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and mitzvahs, there are great pitfalls along the way. There are great obstacles along the way. He needs a good mind to guard himself from the Satan. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, who is the Satan? Zua Satan, Zua Yetzohora, Zua Malach HaMavish. The Satan and the Yetzohora, the force of evil which is found in the person and in the world. And the Malach HaMavish, the angel of death, HaKol Echot, this is all one force. And they are very, very wise. They're a melech zokein. They're known as the old king. And oru mikol hachayos. To give you an idea of how wise they are, they first appeared in the form of the original serpent. And that serpent was called oru mikol hachayos. He was the most cleverest of all, And so clever was he that on the first day that Adam and Chava were created, he was able to lead them astray and bring death to the world. This is how clever he is. And a person will need a good mind and an alert mind and a constant probing mind to guard himself from these pitfalls. Shlema Melech said in Mishlei Vov, Pasuk Dalet, Al Titein Sheine Leinecho Usnuma Lafapecho. You want to survive in this world from the Yetzirah and the Satan, then you must not give sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. He notzel kitzvi miyod uketzipor miyad yokush. You must be as alert as a deer. You ever see a deer? He's always alert. Ready in a second to vanish. Or like a bird who's always alert immediately to fly away because they know they are surrounded with danger. That's what man must realize. King Solomon said that we are surrounded not only with dangers, physical danger, but with non-physical dangers from all sides. And we must constantly be alert. And the great ambition of the Yetzer Hara is to destroy man. As it states, Zuha Yetzer Hara Zu Malach HaMoves. His great ambition is to bring death to man, to destroy it. We must never underestimate this. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Lamed Beis, Tsefer Rosh HaLetzadik U'mevakish L'Ham Yisrael. This evil one, he watches the righteous and waits for his opportunity to destroy him. So therefore, it's not enough in this world that a person sometimes uses his mind, but he must always use his mind. He must always be thinking, always calculating. And this is what the Gemara tells, and this is what the Navi said in Chagi Aleph, Simo levavchem al darchechem. Give heed, pay attention to the way you walk, in which direction you are walking. And the Gemara brings and the Posuk in Tehillim at the end of Perek Nun, it states, V'som derech ha're'enu b'yesh alakim. One who places his walk, he will see the greatness and salvation of Hashem. The Gemara says in Chagiga Dafei, Seif Omer Aleph, Al Tikre V'som El V'som. Doesn't mean he should place, but Vishom, from the word Shomin, to assess. Person must constantly assess the way he's walking. Rashi brings a mechashiv hefsid mitzvah k'neged schora, and everything he must weigh very carefully. Is this the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? Kol hasom or cheisov, and called Hashom Or Chesov, and whoever constantly is assessing all of the time the proper way to walk, Zeche Vereya B'Yeshuasei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be Zeche, he will see the great salvation of Hashem. The Metzudis brings there Le'yasem Ma'isav B'Derech Mikro B'Yizdamnus. This is not like most people. Most people do not set their own directions. Rather, they allow circumstances and life to set directions for themselves. Lo yasem ma'aseh b'derech mikra v'hizdamnus. Do not set your directions the way the circumstances happen to fall. Aval yosim einov v'libay al drochov. But constantly examine the way you're walking. Lohavin ateva hi imra. To know if this is the right way or the wrong way. So what do we see? We see to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oz Tovi, Yiras Hashem. Not so easy. We have to understand His Torah. Le'ilam HaTalmud Kodim. We must always study. Because if only through study will we know what His mitzvahs are. And we have to understand His mitzvahs. And then we have to constantly be on guard all of the time from the forces of evil. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva, he says, not kimesha emri matipshim v'reiv golmei Yisrael, not the way the fools say, or even the majority of many of the empty ones of Israel will say, that they say that fate will decide for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave me in a good way. Heaven forbid. This is why man was given such a great intelligence and such great abilities. Well, it's placed in his hands. And the responsibility is his. And he is the captain of the ship. And it will sail in the direction in which he leads it. And if he does not lead it, it will end up on the rocks, heaven forbid. This is why in Ovis it states, Ein bu yerechet v'lei am oritz chosid. You want to come to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His mitzvahs, then you cannot be from those who are empty of wisdom. You want to become a chosid, then you cannot be ignorant of His Torah. This is why, right from the Tchilas Suras Havlad, from the initial formation of the fetus, he's already positioned as someone constantly in deep thought. Now, by behemoth, an animal, we do not find this. It's not needed. The Mesillas Yeshorim says in Perek Beis that if a person does not use his mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to protect himself from ultimate dangers, whatever they might be, then he becomes less than the animal. Why? He says very simply, Because the animal also has to protect himself. Doesn't have to protect himself so much from the Satan and so much from the Yetzirah, but he has to protect himself from natural obstacles. He has to watch where he's walking. He cannot walk into the fire. He cannot walk into the sea. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him natural instincts. And through this instinctive power, he's able to protect himself. Mm-hmm. What he eats, what he drinks, and so on. The human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have to give so many natural instincts to. Because he gave him the intelligence. And the intelligence is far better. But if a person now is not going to use his intelligence to protect himself and to safeguard himself and to set himself in the right direction, and the natural instincts he does not have, nimso, it comes out that he is even on a lower level than an animal. And he says this is what the Gemara means in Masechta Brachos Lamed Gimel. Kol mi shein bedeya osel rachim olav. Whoever does not have any seichel, you're not allowed to have compassion on him. It means that if a person does not use his own seichel, do not have compassion on him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you labor in this world and you utilize everything that I gave you in this world, then I will protect you. The pasuk that we quoted before, Sefer Rosh HaTzadik Mevakesh LaHamishoy, that the forces of evil want to destroy the tzaddik. The end of that pasuk states, "Bahashem leyazvenu," HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. That's by the tzaddik, the one who labors and the one who works hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you will not try to protect yourself, if you don't care about yourself and do your own thinking, then I certainly am not going to think for you. As it states in the Mishnah Novos, Imena Nili Mili. If I'm not going to do for myself, so who can I expect will do for me? So therefore, call me Shein Beidea, someone who does not use his mind. This is why we find, tragically, that in the human species, they can become more self-destructive. Not only destructive to others, but more self-destructive than even animals. You will not find animals becoming hooked on drugs. You will not find animals try to convince your animal to become an alcoholic. You'll have a very difficult time. Because he's utilizing the natural instincts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him to guard himself. Man, on the other hand, was given better. He was given an intelligence. But unfortunately, there are those who don't want to use their intelligence and natural instincts that were not given, to the point where they can be machri basatzman, they can destroy themselves and destroy a world too. Now further, Reb Samloy says, Shtei Akomer or Shtei Agvesov, his heels are bent up behind him, but he's sitting on his heels. His knees are totally bent. What does this represent? This represents one bowing. Why is he created and formed in this manner? Because he is brought into this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through bowing to him, this will bring him close to the king, close to the palace. How do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now that he's thinking and he's directing himself, he's directing himself away from danger and positively towards good ways. So now he has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Torah and Mitzvahs. Therefore he's there in the womb bowing. And then it states, in his head he puts between his knees, bends down his head between his knees. What does this teach us? This teaches us that a person in this world, even though he's the king of this world, he was given this enormous intelligence, this enormous seichel, and all of these abilities that no other creature was. And he walks like a king upright while everything else bows. And B'Tzelem Elokim, he was created in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own image. Still he must always look downward. In this world he must be mistakel lemata, look downward. Why must he look downward? For two reasons. Because he was given so many abilities, he has the tendency to become arrogant. And this is what we saw by the serpent. The serpent was made melech al kol achayas, was given more abilities than all of the wildlife. And with that, he should have been cleverer than everyone else. But because of that, he brought churban to the world. He saw his abilities, and he wanted more. Man was made like a king. He might want to become even a king against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he must always look downwards and be humble. Like our Chazal tell us, Me'ed Havishval Ruach. Always be very humble. And secondly, he must always look downward. This is a safeguard for him. Because when he looks downward and he looks at the earth, he knows where he's going to return to. And then he realizes that he's not here forever. And one day there'll be a din v'cheshbon, there'll be a calculation. So this will keep him from chet. This will keep him in the right direction. So these are a few of the points. The first four points of Reb Samloy, which he learned from the fetus, which gives us a way in this world. What are we created for? What are we supposed to do? And then we said we would quote a third Chazal. And actually, in this third Chazal is encompassed all that we've said. At the beginning of Perek Beis of Ovish, Rabbi Yehuda Anoshi, the great Rabbi Yehuda Anoshi, says, Rabbi Yaimer, Ezu iderech yishora shiva le'adam. Which is the proper way in which a person should choose? He's giving very good advice. We're always full of confusion. The world is full of confusion. Which way to go? Where to go? If only we had, you have your, all your isms, your many, many social movements, and your many, many religious movements, and your many, many ideological movements, and your many atheistic movements. Which is the way a person should go in this world? So this is what Rebbe set out to teach us in one Mishnah. Rebbe Yaima, Eizu Derech Yishoresh Yivalei Adam. Which is the way that a person should choose? Which upright path? Kol Shi Tiferes Leisel V'Tiferes Leimino Adam. Firstly, he said, something which is a beauty to the one who does it, and a beauty to others also. Secondly, we have Izoya b'mitzvah kalik b'chamura. Be careful with all mitzvahs. Do not say, I'll do the important mitzvahs, the other mitzvahs let's leave aside. This mitzvah is important, more important. This mitzvah is not so important. No. But it's called shel mitzvahs. Because one never knows which mitzvah is going to pay more reward than the other. Then further he said, we have imachashev hafsid mitzvah keneged schoro. You must always calculate the loss of a mitzvah, weigh the loss of a mitzvah against the reward of an aveira, against its reward. That means that if a person is confronted by a mitzvah, but he doesn't have time to do this mitzvah because he's busy making money, then he must make a calculation. If he makes money, how much will he make? Such and such amount. If he does the mitzvah, how much will he make? The reward of that mitzvah can be endless reward in the next world. Right? See, he must make that calculation. And the same thing, when he comes and he is confronted with an aveira, and this aveira can bring him great gain. Great gain. He has a chance to take something which doesn't belong to him. I'll say it's just a technicality or so, but he'll take it and he'll have great gain. He has to calculate the gain he's making against what that aveira might cost him in the next world. Must always calculate. Then further, Rebbe said, V'istakol b'shleish dvorim. And always he should look at three things. Yatob boli de aveira. And you will not come to an aveira. Da malam alameko. Know what's above you. Ein rea. An eye is looking at you. Eizin shomas. An ear is listening to you. Bichol maasecho besef en nichtovim. And all of your deeds are written in a sefer. Always realize that from above there are three things. All your actions are being seen, all your actions are being heard, and all of your actions are being recorded. Now, this is what Rebbe said. This that he said, v'chol ma'asecho nichtav ma'asefer. Everything is recorded. This is about the Pinkus we learned. That the fetus is a book. He's an account book, a ledger book. Where every act is being recorded in the book, and who's the book? He himself. Because his purpose in this world is to come close to the palace of the king. And every mitzvah brings him closer, and then every aveira distances him. So there has to be a record. Then he came along and he said, Ezu derech, Yishorish Yivalei Adam, which is the way, the upright way that a person should choose? What is Rebbe speaking about? He's speaking about directions. Simu levavchem al darcheichem. Like the Novi said that we quoted. Pay heed to the way you walk. In other words, give thought. He's speaking about the Machashiv. Don't just walk in a way. Don't just live because that's how everybody's doing it. Don't just exist or decide to go here or there because that's where the pack is going. By animals, doesn't state Simu Levavchem. The Novi didn't tell them, give heed to the way you go. They follow the pack. They follow the leader. But man was given his Eichel. And we said he has to be a machashev. He has to constantly give great thought. Is he walking in the right way or is he not? And this is what the Rebbe said, saying, Eizah derech shiva la'odam. We must constantly ask ourselves, which is the right way to go? And then further he said, Havi machashev hefsit mitzvah keneged tzchora. Use your mind constantly to calculate. When you're confronted with a mitzvah, but you don't have time to do the mitzvah because you're doing something more important, calculate what you'll gain from that, what is more important, against what you're going to lose by not doing the mitzvah. Or if you're tempted to do an aveiro and you have great gain from it, calculate what the gain will be against the loss that the aveiro will incur in the next world. Must constantly be machashev. And he says it twice. Twice does he say, we must constantly calculate. Once he says, which way? Another he says, constantly weigh the deeds. He could be telling us, because there are two types of calculations that a person has to constantly make. And the Baal Mesillas Yeshorim speaks of this. He says a person has to calculate when he's doing something, he's doing it the right way and the proper way. But then secondly, there's another calculation he has to make. And that is, he might be doing what he's doing the best possible way that it can be done, but maybe he's not in the right direction. Maybe his direction is wrong. Maybe his objectives are wrong. His goals are wrong. A marshal, an example, person's riding a horse, and he's riding with skill, he's riding with speed, and he's riding with wonderful care, with wonderful horsemanship, caring for his animal. In other words, his efficiency is 100%, and that horse is carrying him long distances at maximum speed. And he's concentrating on this. And he's reached perfection. But still, every once in a while, he's going to have to stop the horse and look around and take out his maps to see, is he going in the right direction? If he has been going in the wrong direction, then it would have been a far better had he not reached such efficiency in riding the horse. It would have been far better if he was not so such a good horseman. In other words, when we do something, we have to concentrate it being done in perfection, But that's not enough. Every once in a while we have to reassess that this that we are doing, should it be done? Or maybe yesterday it should have been done, but not today. Things change. We cannot go like a Galen. There's a wonderful old saying. My Rebbe Rav Gifter used to use it many times. It's an old saying that's common to us, but we've forgotten the meaning of it. Many times I would ask him a question and he would say, well, we have to see which way the wind is blowing. What does that mean? Which way is the wind blowing? The origin of that saying came from sailors. When they were at sea, they used to put up certain sails. Now, a galen, this is a bad and stupid person, will say that when we crossed the ocean yesterday or the day before, we used these sails and we were very successful. Therefore, we must continue to use these sails. So the experienced sailors used to say, no, we have to see which way the wind is blowing. Maybe the wind has changed directions, and if we'll use the same sails, we could be going backwards or the wrong way. This means that what we are doing could be 100% right yesterday. Today can be 100% wrong because the wind has changed directions. And this takes chokhmah, this takes wisdom. Asked them a question, you would say, well, we have to see which way the wind is blowing. You have to assess the situation that you're working in. What might be the greatest mitzvah in one particular situation can be the greatest aveda in another situation. What might be a wonderful mitzvah in one city can be a great aveda in another city. Now this is not for the galim, this is not for the person lav bar das. This is for the Chochem. So therefore, Rebbe is talking derech klal or derech prat. Derech prat, you have to look at each act that you are doing and weigh it. And derech klal, and in general, that we must look and see. What derech, which way should we walk in general? So this is the Bachashit. Incidentally, and this Rabbi Shechaim Lutzato says, but I've seen from others that say even more. He says this is one of the greatest tools. I've seen from others that say this is the greatest tool of the Sotan of the Yetzirah. If he can stop the person from thinking. If he can stop the person from thinking, then he has it. This is his greatest tool. His strategy is, if only I can get him to stop thinking, then he's in the palm of my hand. And how does he do that? So they say, how does he do it? How does he give the intelligent man, get him to stop thinking? He is matrid him. He makes him so busy that he doesn't have time to think. He keeps throwing more and more on him where he no longer has time to think. And he says that this was the psychology of Paray. When Mesha came and said, my people want to go out and we want to bring Korban to Hashem, let us go away for a 3-day holiday. And Paray saw they're thinking, and that's dangerous for me. So he says, Nir pi matem, you have too much time on your hands, this is why you're thinking. Tich par alehem es avoda, he told his taskmasters, give them so much work that they won't have time to think. Because once they start thinking, I have a problem on my hands. And this is what the Yetzer, this is what the Sotan says. When the person is thinking, he says he's thinking too much. Let me entice him. entice him with things to do where he'll be so busy he won't have time to think, and then I'm on safe ground, the Sotam says. Then Rebbe said, "Behavi zoya b'mitzvah kala, ki b'chamura." Be careful with all mitzvahs, not just selective mitzvahs. This is the kriya. This is to serve Hashem, to bow to Hashem in this world. And then the Rebbe said, "And know what's above you." This is what we said, that his head is bent down. Because when a person knows what's above him, then he's humble. It's when nothing is above him, he becomes arrogant. And then he knows something is a greater creator above him. He knows that one day he'll have to give the account. What we can ask, though, is why did Rebbe say, he said, what is the upright way that a person should choose? What is beautiful for him, what is beautiful for himself, and beautiful to people. Why didn't he just say, he should choose an upright path? What does it have to be beautiful for? And what does it have to be beautiful to him and beautiful to people? And Mr. Maral writes, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are perfect. And when we speak of something upright, yosher, we mean something that's upright in perfection. And something that's upright in perfection, first of all, has to be beautiful. And if it's not a tiferes, if it does not look beautiful, then you should know it is not upright. Drochecho darchei neyam, the ways of the Torah are ways of beauty. They must be pleasant ways. But now, he said many times, we will do something that is upright in the eyes of people and pleasant in the eyes of people, but in our own eyes it's not. This means what the people want. Something that's popular. We'll do what people want. What to them looks beautiful, what to them looks upright. Even though to us it's not. That's not the right way. Many times we will do something that we say it's upright and beautiful, but it's not beautiful to others. It's not upright to others. And I will say, what do I care what people think? If I know it's right, so what do I care what people think or how it looks? Rebbe tells us, no. And the Maral says this is his Ikar Chiddush. This is the main thing he's coming to tell us. No, a person is not allowed to say that since I know it's right, what's the difference with that person, what people think? A Chazal teach differently all the time. It states V'yis in the Kim Me'odom Me'ashem V'odom Me'lekim V'odom. It must be upright in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people. And he says to the contrary, when a person does something which is upright in his own eyes but it's not upright in the eyes of people, it's not beautiful in the eyes of people, this is what the Chazal bring, is a chil Hashem, is a desecration to Hashem's name. And therefore the person has to develop a derech, a way, it's not easy, but a way which is upright, beautiful, La'eseha, to the one who's doing it, u'teferes le'min adam, and to those who see it. Not so simple. It has to be something which is just, and in essence it's just, and in essence it's beautiful, and not to you and not to the people, and not to the people and not to you, but to you and to the people. And this is the Derech Hashem. This is the way of the Torah, the way of Hashem. Now here's a very important principle. The Maral writes, many times people will feel that if this world is given to come close to the king, and if I can come close to the king through mitzvahs, so let me grab all of the mitzvahs that I can. Let me go and take all of the mitzvahs I can, and I'll do them. Umay ichpesli banoshim, and what do I care what people will think? Now, this is not the way to get into the palace. This is the way to get into Gehenna, but not the palace. I'll give you an example. What happens if a person comes and he's in the antechamber waiting to get to see the king, and he does not prepare himself properly, and he rushes into the palace, to the king's private chambers? What will happen? At worst, they'll behead him. At best, they'll chuck him out. Sure, the world was given for mitzvahs, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And that's what's a tiferes. L'eseha, the tiferes le'min ha'odom. Rimei Shechaim L'tzato gives an example of this in a Shara Hasidus. He says, someone who wants to become a Chosid, he wants to fulfill the mitzvahs to the ultimate level. If his intention is why? So in order that it will bring himself perfection, he says that's not the intention of Hasidus. And he's not a Chosid. So then what should his intention be? His intention has to be that he wants to fulfill the mitzvahs to the ultimate, to bring joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and joy to the people. Forget about yourself. If his intentions are for his self-perfection, he says, no, that's far from Hasidus. If his intention is because to bring joy, nachas ruach le'yitzrei, nachas ruach ta'akorish borchu, to the king, and nachas ruach to the b'nei malochim, to the children of the king, to Yisrael, he says, that's machsheves Hasidus, that's a Chosid. So therefore he says, those that run and they grab mitzvahs and they don't care about anyone else because they're Isaac, they're occupied in their own self-perfection, oh, he says, that's very far from Hasidus. And that will be very, very far from being allowed to come close to the king. So this is what Rebbe is teaching us. Here we have a map. Why was the world created? Why was man put here? And for what purpose? What is his avoda? What must he do in this world? This world is the antechamber. The purpose is to get into the palace to come close to the king. The way to do it is by preparing yourself, asking Asmecha bepreizda, preparing yourself properly in the preizda, in the entrance hall. Kidei, in order you will be allowed, shitin konis letrakli, be allowed into the palace to see the king. And then one final note. A Jew has to understand that as much as we want to see the king, and we want to come close to the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire for that is even greater. Is even greater. This was his plan, it was not our plan. He created the world for this purpose. And he gave us the greatest opportunities, and he equipped us with the greatest skills in order to fulfill this task. Aside from the fact that he gave us a neshama, a soul, which is greater even than the malachim, the soul is greater than the angels, the Chazal tell us. But he gave us an olam hazeh, this world. And the Chazal state on the posuk in Keheles Zayin, posuk Yud Gimel, Re'eyas Maiselakim, look at the acts of Hashem. The Medrash says in Keheles Rabo Zayin, B'shoa Shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Adam HaRishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the first man, the Tolei Be'achziroi Al Kol Ilanei Gan Eden, he went and he took him, and he took him to each tree in Gan Eden. Ba'omalei, and he said, Rei Maisai, Kamen Noim Umishubochim Hein, look at what I made, how beautiful and how praiseworthy is this garden that I created. Why did I create it? Chol ma shebrosi bishvilcho borosi. He told Adam, you should know that everything that I created, it states at the end of my celebrations, Vayara lekimas kol asher osam v'hine tov mi'od. Hashem saw everything that he had created in the 6 days of creation, and he says, it's tov mi'od, it's exceedingly good. He told Adam, why did I create all of this? This world. Who can encompass what's in this world? Why did I create it all, from the depths of the sea to the highest solar systems? He said, Bishvilcho borosi, I created it for you, to be able to have a place for you. Tein daitecho, be careful. Sheletiskalko v'tachri v'seilomei, be careful that you will not, do not bring yourself in ruination, and by doing that, you ruin my world also. So we see that as much as the individual strives and aspires to come into the palace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu aspires that for even more. And this is why he gave us this wonderful world. Now that we're standing at this time, we should all be zecher to be able to fulfill our tasks in this world. And we should all be written and sealed in the book of life. For Klal Yisrael should be a Shnas Chaim B'Shalom. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.